The tree meditation. This is an invitation to use the image of a tree to help us anchor ourselves in the present and find stillness and stability, whatever might be going on around us. So, taking your seat, settling into this moment. Bringing the attention down to that solid connection with whatever supports your weight. Noticing the spine and that sense of uplift, of being tall. Bringing the attention to the breath, perhaps exploring the idea of breathing into the crown of your head, supporting that sense of being tall, and breathing out into the base, supporting the sense of being grounded. So now, an invitation to imagine a tree. Perhaps choosing one that is quite old and more substantial, one that has seen a few seasons, one that could withstand some weather. A tree which has a sense of stature, of strength. It might be one you know well, maybe you've even climbed it. Or it could be one completely out of your imagination. Spending a few moments just observing your tree, getting a sense of its size and its beauty. Now, bringing your attention to the root system of the tree. Those roots plunging down into the earth, anchoring the tree, holding it in place. Seeing the roots dividing, going deeper and deeper, becoming finer and finer until they're just one cell thick. The place where moisture and nutrients are drawn up from the surrounding earth into the tree. Then bringing the attention back up the root system, joining and joining to make progressively bigger roots till they finally come together to form the trunk. And then focusing in on that massive trunk, the size of it, the strength. Getting a sense of it as a living highway, transporting water and nutrients upwards to nourish the tree. Following the trunk up and up, seeing it divide and divide again. Big branches, then smaller branches, then twigs. Reaching outwards and upwards towards the sky. Out towards the green canopy of leaves. Leaves which breathe for the tree and which convert energy from the sun into energy for the tree. So now, an exercise in embodiment. Would it be possible to bring the tree towards you? And become one with the tree. So your feet and ankles and legs become the root system of the tree, spreading out wide and deep into the earth, exploring that sense of connection with what is beneath, a sense of being anchored and rooted. Your pelvis and torso become the trunk. Your hands and arms like the branches and canopy of leaves reaching outwards and upward. The crown of your head, the very top of the tree, reaching up towards the sky. So really exploring that sense of strength, sense of taking up space, of being tall. So the whole of the body can be like a tree, deeply anchored and rooted, standing strong and steady and tall. Able to source nourishment from the surroundings. What might we be able to learn from the tree? So the tree stands firm while conditions around it are always changing. Night and day, the yearly rhythm of the seasons. There are dry, sunny and hot days, and then storms, maybe blizzards. The tree doesn't do battle with what is going on around it. It doesn't argue with the weather. It just stands there, present to whatever is going on around it, adapting to the prevailing conditions. The tree might yield a bit, might bend in a high wind. Sometimes a branch breaks, and depending on the tree, leaves may fall in the autumn and be renewed in the spring. But essentially, the tree remains. The roots stay strong. The tree remains anchored. The trunk stays strong and stable. It continues to be able to draw nourishment and energy from its surroundings. Can we adopt a tree-like quality in the midst of what is happening right now? Treating outside events and the thoughts, feelings, and body sensations they trigger, just like the prevailing weather patterns. Rather than trying to do battle with what is happening, can we just bear witness to it? Noticing the passing of events and the coming and going of many different emotions without arguing with them. It's not a persecution, it's not personal, it just is as it is. It's what the prevailing conditions happen to be right now. Can we simply recognize and witness what's happening? rather than being in conflict with what we can't change. Certainly, we will at times feel a bit ruffled around the edges. But at our core, we can stay anchored and tall and endure. We can draw comfort and sustenance from our surroundings. Whatever is going on around us, we can maintain an inner sense of stillness.